This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. At the front of the line is Domino Line by Cassiopeia.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. Thomas, that was Game Dave Grusin with his composition, Montage, track A1 on his 1977 LP, One of a Kind, track 4 on the 84 CD reissue. With a different cover. The LP had Dave on the cover, Dave Grusin, and because Game Dave wasn't born yet, and an ellipsis before the title, as if to say, Dave Grusin, One of a Kind. No offense to his younger brother, Don. One of a Kind was recorded at Electric Lady Studios in Greenwich Village, and for Montage, Dave Grusin's instruments were piano, Rhodes piano, Mini Moog, Oberheim Polyphonic, both of those are synthesizers, and percussion to supplement the main percussion by Ralph MacDonald. Dave's co-producer, Larry Rosen, the R in GRP, Grusin Rosen Productions, played triangle. Dave Valentin was on flute, Anthony Jackson on bass, Francisco Centeno on additional bass, and Steve Gadd on drums, with a string section arranged and conducted by Dave. Grusin, the Oberheim Polyphonic, was programmed by Ed Walsh. Before a montage for GRP, it was Cinco de Mayo on an A&M record. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Cinco de Mayo. Oído el 14 de junio, heard on June 14th. Today, Cinco de Mayo is from Going Places in 1965, and the place of recording was Gold Star Studios in Hollywood, California. Guitarist slash vocalist Chris Montez wrote Cinco de Mayo, a nod to his Mexican-American heritage, after signing with A&M. The A is Herb Alpert and the M is Jerry Moss. Herb helped Chris with his comeback album, The More I See You, whose first single, Call Me, was released in November 65, 2 months after Going Places came out in September. I've given up on guessing who played what on credits list Tijuana Brass albums, but I sense the guitarist was John Pisano, not Chris Montez, with Herb Alpert playing trumpet and the mariachi shout called a grito, similar to yee-haw. Ah, ha, ha. I do with no effort. We started the set further west than Los Angeles and New York. Cassiopeia's 1981 album Crosspoint was one of many recorded at Studio A in Shibara, Minato, Tokyo, Japan. Nihon. From Crosspoint, we heard Domino Line, track A5 on the LP and 5 on the CD. A.G. Urata was responsible for synth programming on Domino Line, composed by Issei Noro, heard on guitar and guitar synth, a la Lee Ritenour, good friend of Dave Grusin. Minoru Mukaya played the programmed synths, featuring clap samples, along with piano and Rhodes, same as Dave Grusin. Tetsuo Sakurai was on bass and Akira Jimbo on drums and percussion. We'll hear Lee Ritenour and hear Dave Grusin again at the bottom of the hour with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. But next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, an LA recording about DC. BRB.
What this world needs is a few more rednecks.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here are the Crusaders with DC.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Joe, that was dedicated to you, The Square, with Unexpected Lover from Truth in 1987, April 1st, in fact. No fooling, that's the truth. The title track, Truth, served as the theme to Fuji TV's Formula One broadcasts from 87 to 98. When I said on Facebook that I'd begun collecting for T-Square, which the Square has gone by since 88, Joe Birdie reminded me how CD 101.9 used to play Unexpected Lover all the time. CBS Sony Shinanomachi Studio in Shinanomachi, Shinjuku, Tokyo, served as the recording site for Truth between December 86 and January 87. Masahiro Ando wrote Unexpected Lover and expectedly played guitar. Takeshi Ito channeled David Sanborn on alto sax. Hirotaka Izumi was on piano and keyboards. Mitsuru Suto made his debut on bass. And Hiroyuki Noritake was on drums and drum programming. Ando and Izumi handled general programming before Unexpected Lover Eco, aka John O'Connor, held a midnight picnic on Alter Eco in 1994. Eco, EKO, was in all caps, but didn't stand for anything aside from UK native John's pseudonym, Alter Ego, EGO, for his first decade living and working in California. John's description for Midnight Picnic, doing the ghost hop down at the churchyard with a few friendly souls. He wrote the description and the composition itself, playing acoustic guitars, electric guitars, mandolin, buzuki, and charango. Some or all of those must have been on Cinco de Mayo last segment. Bob Loveday was on violin and recorders, Paul Ellis on keyboards and programming, Stefan Hannigan played Illen pipes, stop Illen, Alec Dankworth was on acoustic bass that was mixed in a way that sounded like synth bass, Neil Wilkinson on drums, and Grint Watkins on accordion. Alter Eco was recorded, not to be confused with the recorders that Bob Loveday was playing, in Santa Barbara, California, London, England, and Toulouse, France. John O'Connor went on to compose music for the animated series King of the Hill, based in the fictional Arlen, Texas. The set began exclusively in L.A. with D.C. by the Crusaders from Life in the Modern World in 1988. Or should I say the new Crusaders, since they were billed that way in the liner notes. Houston, speaking of Texas, native and Crusaders founder Wilton Felder was the writer of D.C., player of tenor sax on the melody, soprano sax for the solo, and speaker of the title after that solo. D.C.? Fellow Crusaders founder and Houstonian Joe Sample was on Yamaha acoustic piano with the Forte MIDI mod, Larry Williams on keyboards and programming, Michael Landau on guitar, soloing at the end and a little bit at the beginning, Nathan East on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro, an all-star lineup of L.A. session musicians. The band Spyro Gyra ride us into the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Are you a classic rock fan?
Here on WCWP.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Tom, this is your band, Spyro Gyra, with Along for the Ride.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alexis. That's Craig Chiquiso with Four Corners, the title track to and last track on his 1999 album, written by Craig with Ozzy Ollers. Craig played acoustic and electric guitars while it was piano and keyboards for Ozzy. Bill Heller helped on keyboards and programming. That combo keeps coming up. Kevin Palladini on tenor sax, Jim Reitzel on bass, Wade Olson on drums, and Alex, like Alexis, Marlowe with percussion. Before Four Corners, Spyro Gyra was Along for the Ride on Good to Go Go in 2007. Spyro Gyra member Julio Fernandez composed Along for the Ride, also on acoustic and electric guitars. Jay Bekenstein played soprano sax with Tom Schumann on keyboard, Scott Ambush on bass, and making his debut, Bonnie B on drums and percussion. Taking us into hour two, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with a cover of Dave Grusin featuring Dave Grusin and Lee Ritenour. Punta del Sol.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour 1 ended with another appearance by Dave Grusin, one of two guest musicians on the Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band cover of his Punta del Sol composition from Migration in 1989. Their cover appeared on Act Your Age in 2008. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Dave was only on piano this time with the other guest musician, Lee Ritenour, on Gibson L5 guitar, the variant preferred by his idol, Wes Montgomery. Andrew Sinowick played rhythm guitar, Rick Shaw on bass, Bernie Dressel on drums, percussion by Brad Dutz. The saxophones included Eric Marienthal and Brian Scanlon. Among the trumpets were Wayne Bergeron and Bob Summers, and two of the trombonists were Andy Martin and Francisco Torres. Hour two begins with Yellow Jackets and their drummer Will Kennedy's charitable composition, Samaritan. Chime time on Instrumental Invasion after The Choice by Keiko Matsui from Euphoria, a Choice CD released on March 31st of this year, 2023. The Choice featured Mike Stern on lead electric guitar, recorded at his home studio here in New York State. Principal recording happened at United Recording Studio A in Hollywood, another Studio A. Keiko Matsui was the writer of The Choice and played piano, while the arranger was the Ron Pedley on Rhodes and keyboards. Tony Polizzi played rhythm electric guitar, Alex Al on bass, Greg Bissonette on drums, and Luis Conte with percussion. I keep saying electric guitar because the middle song was the all-acoustic duo of Strunz and Farah with Mary Chase, not Choice, Chase, on syncretic strings, coming out 4 weeks before Euphoria, March 3rd. Jorge Strunz composed Mary Chase, where he was on nylon string guitar and electric bass. Ardashir Farah played nylon and steel string guitars with Ron Wagner on drums. The set started with a 2022 track, Samaritan, by Yellow Jackets from Parallel Motion. Yellow Jackets drummer Will Kennedy wrote Samaritan, with Russell Ferrante on piano and keyboards, Bob Mintzer on tenor sax, and Dane Alderson on bass. Saxophonist Vincent Ngala will play everything as he leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Does music reflect the times?
2-3.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Vincent Ngala plays everything on the title track and first track to his 2015 CD, Coast to Coast. You couldn't see it, but I nodded.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It's a ripping good time, Ryan, but the Rippingtons aren't involved. That set was bookended by Vincent Ingala, who I meant to call a multi-instrumentalist. Vincent was solely on soprano sax for David Benoit's compositional tribute to Dave Grusin, heard last hour on Montage and Punta del Sol, the latter covered by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Dave G., for Grusin, was the title of David's tribute from David Benoit and Friends in 2019. David, who has guested on Rippington's albums, played two of Dave Grusin's Montage instruments, piano and Rhodes piano. Again, Vincent Ingala was featured on soprano sax on Dave G., Pat Kelly on guitar, Ken Wilde on bass, John J.R. Robinson back on drums, we heard him with the Crusaders last hour, and returning from a segment ago with Keiko Matsui, percussionist Luis Conte. Before that, Hiroshima, a Japanese-American band out of East L.A., with Have You Ever Wondered? I've Never. The first track on Departure in 2012. Hiroshima members June Kuramoto, here on June 14th, and Kimo Cornwell composed Have You Ever Wondered. June was on koto, Kimo on piano and keyboards. Dan Kuramoto played additional keyboards and percussion, Dean Cortez on bass, Danny Yamamoto on drums and percussion, and featured musician Tetsuya Tex Nakamura on harmonica. Tex was born and raised in Japan, like the members of Cassiopeia and T-Square. And before Hiroshima, there was the other Vincent Ingala song, Coast to Coast, the first track slash title track to Vincent's 2015 album, written and performed entirely by Vincent, multi-instrumentalist. He was on lead tenor and backing soprano saxophones, plus keyboards, synth claps like on Domino Line by Cassiopeia, guitar, synth bass, and drum and percussion programming. Saxophonist slash multi-instrumentalist Marcus Anderson's forward-thinking reverse tune leads off the last segment of tonight's multi-instrumental invasion with Mike Shamari. I'll stop doing that. Marcus is next. Instrumentals from many genres.
Bach Elixir, because music heals.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, Marcus Anderson with Reverse. Back it in.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken plays up a storm shortly, but that was Jazz Funk Soul, Hidden in Plain Sight, from Forecast in 2022. There's no hiding that the current leaders of Jazz Funk Soul are Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr. It was Jeff who wrote Hidden in Plain Sight and played piano, Rhodes, clavinet, and Hammond B3 organ. Everett was on tenor sax, Paul on guitars, Ben Shepard on bass, Gary Novak on drums, and David Mann with the horn arrangement and performance. Exposed before Hidden in Plain Sight was Old Friends by Les Sabler from Flying High, airborne on February 3rd, 2023, a month before Syncretic Strings. Most tracks on Flying High, including Old Friends, were composed by Paul Brown and Shane Theriault. Paul produced and mixed Old Friends, but didn't play on it. Theriault didn't play guitar, but was on keyboards, bass, and drum programming with Lenny Castro back from DC by the Crusaders on percussion. Les Sabler was on acoustic guitar, like Struntz and Farah. Working in reverse chronological order, as always, the set began with Reverse by Marcus Anderson, tonight's third title track, also from 2022. Marcus and Nicholas Cole were the writers, with each on keyboards and programming. Marcus was otherwise on alto sax and flute, soloing on flute at the end, Adam Hawley on electric guitars, and Demetrius Everett on drums. For this last song, Ken Navarro is on acoustic and electric guitars, bass, keyboards, synth strings, synth voices, and drum and percussion programming. Multi-instrumentalist. The song he wrote is Silent Storm, from Love is Everywhere, released April 7th, a week after Euphoria. The name, Silent Storm, comes from how Ken recorded it quietly through headphones in the auxiliary studio at his Maryland condo rather than the full studio at his Delaware beach house. Game Dave is from Delaware. It was a storm in Ken's headphones at the Maryland condo, and the neighbors were none the wiser. Thank you so much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song this week at the end of the line is Silent Storm by Ken Navarro. So long. Thank you.